I'd like to invite Patrick Mutumbia at this point as a representative of ICANN Manitoba and of SEDNET and of EnviroSafe Cleaning Worker Co-op. Patrick.
Thank you very much. My name is Patrick, as I said, Patrick Mutumbi, and I'm from the Democratic, originally I'm from Democratic Republic of Congo, country that has been at war since 1996, the war that has claimed the death of 5.5 million of Congolese people killed. And I've been living in Canada since 2001. And in 2006, we had an idea of creating our own business, which is EnviroSafe Cleaning Worker Co-op. EnviroSafe Cleaning Worker Co-op is a cleaning business, and we deliver services in commercial cleaning using non-toxic product. And I'm going to talk about how this business started and why we choose a worker co-op, and I will also talk about the help we get from we got from SEED Winnipeg, and our social goals, our environmental goals, and our future dreams, because we still have those dreams. EnviroSafe started as discussion at social. It was a community social, and we were sharing our stories as a newcomer with some people who are also from Congolese community, who are also newcomer like me. And I talked to the guy I met in Kenya, who is Congolese too, telling him how I was told when I went to apply for a job somewhere. I was told that I gave my resume, and when the guy went through my resume, what he told me was, I don't see Canadian experience here, so you have never worked in Canada. I told him, yes, I just came. Right? You are right, I've never worked in Canada, but I just came. He said, okay, you don't have Canadian experience. And I left. I went somewhere else. When I started talking, the guy told me, your English, your accent. I asked him, you mean my accent, you don't understand what I'm telling you? He said, yeah, I understand, but your accent. You know, those are the kind of story we were sharing. And the other guy told me the same. He went also to seek a job. He was told that the guy whom he was talking to said that I don't understand your English. And while we were discussing like this, another lady jumped in. He said, okay, what are you talking about? We are talking about all jobs, how to get a job, something like that. And she told us that, you know, yeah, it seems like it's the same with me. I'm working, but I can't see the money. So what I'm doing is like I'm living paycheck to paycheck. It's whenever I get my check, I don't touch any cash. All the money is going like that. So that is the kind of the discussion that we were having at that meeting. And suddenly we said, so it's dangerous living in this kind of situation. Why don't we start our own business? Yeah, so we can start our own business so that it's like we'll create our own economic opportunity through self-employment, and maybe we can help other people who will come after. Just even for Canadian experience. But we had a challenge. None of us in a group had a business background. So how are we going to start? We were new in Canada. We don't have money. We don't know all those regulations here in Canada, how to start business, where to go, what to do, something like that. That was also a big challenge we were facing. But we had that determination of doing something. And we said, okay, what we can do, why don't we start saving money? How much? So we agree, we can be saving like each checks like $25. So which means each person could be saving $50 a month. So lucky enough, when we were discussing like that, I talked to my resettlement advisor, who told me, okay, I know somewhere where I can send you. You can go and get her help. So that's the way we came to meet people at SEED Winnipeg. And I think when we went at SEED, it's where we had a clear idea of what we can do, because we started by doing a kind of brainstorming on different business models, and we also discussed with them viable business idea that we had, because we had a lot of idea. Some of us were saying we can buy a house and rent it. Others were saying, oh, we can buy a gas station, a franchise. But when we were discussing with Brad, a franchise, how much money do you have? A house, how much money do you have? And we discussed various different business ideas. Lucky enough, we had somebody in the group who had a cleaning experience, and it's why we decided that, okay, let us, because we have someone in a group who has a cleaning business experience, I think this one will be able to help the group, to train other members of the group, and we can start this business. We had in our account $900. I think it's that money that we used to pay our first vacuum and some other few cleaning suppliers that we had, and our first contract with was with SEED Winnipeg. This is the way InvaroSafe came into being. And I'm going to pass to our social goals. I mean, what, based on our experience, we decided to do something that will help us and at the same time help other immigrant, right? Immigrant of all ethnic background. We are not because we are Congolese, we should be looking at Congolese people only. No, we said we can help an immigrant who will be in the same situation as us, who can come and seek a job, and this way he will have an opportunity to work with us and at least to have a Canadian experience, because that was a question that were really making everyone in the group to feel sick. I just come, I want to apply for a job, and asking me Canadian experience was like a headache. So now our social goals are, we want, as any other business, we want to make profit, but we want to share that profit among our members. And we also decided to at least to create a job with a living wage. We are paying our workers $11 an hour, which is, if we can look at minimum the rate of minimum wage in Manitoba, which is a little bit higher than what they are paid. Also, we also plan to educate our member, because we don't all in our group have the same level. I remember when we had someone to come and teach us bookkeeping, he had to start by showing people how to start a computer. So that was really something basic. So we are planning, if God wish, to help to educate our members. And also we encourage the advancement. If there is any member who wants to go for further training and wants to leave the cleaning business and go for further training and do other things, We appreciate that. We encourage that. We don't just lock them in a group of cleaning. If they want to go ahead, that's fine. We also, as any other COP, we give opportunity to people who work with us to become a member, and by becoming a member, they will also own the business they work at, and also create a democratic workplace based on mutual respect and respect of our client. And as I said again, we are flexible with the people we hire, especially newcomers. We give them opportunity to go for training, English language training, because I mean in Winnipeg you can't work without English. So to give them a chance maybe to learn English, maybe they can get good jobs in the future. And our environmental goal was to protect our environment against the effect of use of toxic product. And at the same time, by using no toxic product, we protect ourselves and we protect our client too. And our future dream is we want to grow bigger, become a big business. It's not easy, but we are trying. And we want also invest in education of our member and provide them social benefits. Those who would like to work forever for EnviroSafe, if we continue, I think they will need to have some social benefits like saving for retirement, something like that. And we also planning to, if we grow bigger, to go to extend outside of Winnipeg and Manitoba, and why not to create other business out of cleaning business. We can create other business. It's not easy. It depends on how we'll be able to sell our business, and it will depend also on how the community in general will accept that, because this kind of services, if we can get support from the community, that will be good. Like the support we got from SEED, we got a lot of support. As I already said, they went up to help us to write the proposal that we sent to CDI and to the government of Manitoba. Let me take this opportunity to thank people of CDI for the grant they have been able to give us. That was really helpful for us, because it helped us to organize a lot of workshops, teach people how to organize a successful meeting, teach people about the basic math business, like business math, business A and B, just based on the level of the people we have. So we started by at least started giving them small training so that they can be able to understand what they are doing. And it's not easy sometimes telling people to write a check, so you have to be patient, things like that. And
did you bring cards, Patrick?
Yeah, I have a few cards here.
I think if anybody lives in Winnipeg or knows anybody who has commercial facilities in Winnipeg,
just give me a card. I'll participate.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll take a couple of questions and then we'll move to Quebec. Okay.
Challenges at this early stage.
Right.
Grow bigger is a hope and a dream.
Right.
When you think about growing bigger, I'm thinking about the organizational model.
Right.
Is it a worker co-op, or is it a franchised worker co-op? Is it we all like to put our minds forward. And
right.
So what would you be thinking?
It's a worker co-op.
Yeah.
It's a worker co-op.
Across the nation.
Yeah. It's a worker co-op. I was joking with Mohammed. I was discussing with Mohammed, and he told me, "When are you coming to Edmonton?" I told him, "Wait for. let me be strong first in Manitoba, and then I will know how to move to."
Thank you for inspiring us.
Right.
You know, every time you come to a session like this, you hear interesting ideas from a number of people, but you know, the really great sessions are the ones you walk away from, and there's something that happens that just opens horizons mm-hmm. for you, and this is interesting. This is my question for you, I guess, it's more along yours question too, is we've actually got a project where we're doing an action research process looking at a franchising approach mm-hmm. to developing local businesses in coastal Aboriginal communities. And you mentioned earlier about, you know, looking at buying a franchise and the obstacles. And of course, you can set any price for a franchise you want, but have you thought about, you know, really developing, you know, the details of your model and selling it at an affordable price to other groups in other communities to set up a similar thing? So God knows, I know so many people who are just fed up
right.
with working in workplaces with toxic chemicals.
Right.
You know, so one, you've got a wonderful social enterprise model, but two, you're speaking to something that just millions of people are just up to here.
Right.
Yeah, it's as I said, Mohammed was advising me like that. He was advising the group like that. If you can,
Mohammed is a business developer at the Francophone equivalent to Sucedem in Manitoba.
Yeah. So.
Or to see, sorry.
Yeah, we were discussing with him that way, see how we can make that. But we still struggling to organize ourselves. As I told you, you know, we have people with different background, so we are really at a low stage of trying to make them to understand different things, to understand even the concept of co-op, how does it work as a social enterprise, how should we deal with the people we work with, and how sometimes to write like how to do like invoice. So we still at our level, trying to organize ourselves, trying to teach people the basic of understanding the business, the basic of managing the business. Yes.
I think the experience of Patrick, though I find it interesting around development of the workers' co-op and Patrick's experience, is that instead of people, you know, becoming hourly wage earners and then establish janitorial business and only learning to do the janitorial thing, is that immediately the development of skills levels and the ability to then take those skills in into other areas and you know, to pick up Oliver's point around traditional and so on, is immediately there. And I don't know if you want to speak to that, Patrick, but is there a difference in your community because you're actually the owner, you know, of a co-op business, even though you're doing janitorial service, than if you were working in the janitorial service? I mean, because I know that in some communities, you know, like the kind of work you do, do you find there is a difference because of the way that you have chosen to engage in the business?
Yeah, I think there is a difference. There is a difference because I always like to mention the example of the lady who was working as a cleaner. Okay, she always tell the group the way she was treated, and the wage she was getting. She's not getting that much, but 11 comparing to 6 or 7, it's something. And I mean, we are also kind of sending a message to the community in the way that, I mean, this is a country of dream, right? Mm-hmm. There are various way of fulfilling those dreams, right? But you can easily become the owner of a business if you work for us, like we tell them like that. So it's clear in our bylaw that if you work for us for 1 year and you express the intention of becoming a member, we open a door for you. So I think there is a big to me, I think there is a difference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I hope we take the opportunity to talk to Patrick some more and to encourage a lot of the people in the at Metropolis to meet with Patrick and talk to him and share your experience.